Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When we think of where the United States is in terms of rights, most people think of the first Bill of Rights, which enumerated such important items as the right to free speech, the right to vote, the right to privacy, etc. But a little under 70 years ago, a second Bill of Rights was being considered that would have greatly added to our ability to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This second Bill of Rights was a list of rights proposed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in his State of the Union address on January 11, 1944. Roosevelt suggested that the nation had come to recognize the, quote, political rights, unquote, guaranteed by the Constitution, but that the Bill of Rights had, quote, proved inadequate to assure us equality in the pursuit of happiness, unquote. Roosevelt's remedy was to declare a, quote, economic Bill of Rights, or a second Bill of Rights.
We have come to a clearer realization of the fact, however, that true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. Necessitous men are not free men. People who are hungry, people who are out of a job, are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. In our day, these economic truths have become accepted as self-evident. We have accepted, so to speak, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed.
In our next Hidden History, tune in for a detailed analysis of the second Bill of Rights. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.